There is a promise from the Mia Mottley administration that it is working on a national housing plan. That assurance has come from Education Minister Santia Bradshaw as she added her voice to a land acquisition resolution in the House of Assembly.
Why I start there, sir, is because I honestly believe that given the issues of water scarcity that we have inherited, the breakdown of our sewage systems, the fact that we are grappling across ministries with decaying plants, that we have to be real and we have to level with the country in relation to what we have actually inherited. And the difficulties in certainly being able to realize the vision that we have for this country.
Ms. Bradshaw highlighted an increasing demand for housing in Barbados.
We have a situation right now which has been taking place for a number of years where we have more requests for housing than we actually have housing accommodation. And I think we have to start there. We also have a situation where in relation to where persons, the majority of the persons are coming from who are requiring accommodation, many of them, sir, all of the studies have shown that many of them are certainly in the urban districts. And I heard other colleagues speak to the issue of, I think a member for St. George North would have spoken earlier, in relation to looking at an urban renewal development plan. I certainly support that because, again, we have a situation in the St. Michael areas where there's a lot of overcrowding in many households. You sometimes have, whether it is housing areas or it is in other districts, you have a lot of issues of intergenerational poverty. And these are things that I believe are impacting on what we are seeing manifesting itself in society, issues of crime. Persons are in overcrowded conditions. Poverty is at its peak. And levels of unemployment in some cases, people are grappling with those issues. As a consequence, sir, it is leading to high levels of crime in our society as well.
Ms. Bradshaw spoke of some of the challenges she's facing in The Pine, one of the biggest lower-income housing estates in Barbados and part of her St. Michael Southeast constituency. She explained why they and others have been unable to get their promised homes under the program that said they should have been able to do so free of cost after living in the units for 20 years or more.
While none of us on this side would want to prevent people from being able to own their own home, it also required a conversation with the country and certainly with these individuals about how the housing estate was going to be maintained. There are common wells in many of these areas, whether it's the Pine, Silver Hill, Gull Hill, Eden Lodge, doesn't matter where the housing units are. We have common problems in relation to common use of a number of these things in the communities, which will, regardless of whether you convey the property in which the person is residing, the government still will have some responsibility to be able to carry the weight for the society, and in particular those individuals, to be able to address the issues of the wells, where wells cannot be dug individually for households. It will obviously have to carry in some way the issues of open spaces where there are large tracts of land which for the most part are left in for the purpose of ensuring that the communities are not cramped, but at the same time they create problems where we don't have the regular maintenance programs taking place in these communities. And that creates other issues in terms of rodents, it creates issues in terms of just being unsightly, and certainly areas where criminal activity can take place as well.
According to the Education Minister, having inherited these issues, the Mottley administration must address the demands and work to get the homeowners to be aware of their responsibilities as well as those of the state. And one of those responsibilities, she says, is the issue of maintenance.
But it still requires that the accommodation in which people live must be looked at very seriously in terms of issues of maintenance. And we've seen the issues of maintenance taking place in education. We've seen it in terms of being able to have proper programs over the years in relation to our school plants. We're also seeing it in relation to whether it is sewage and the maintenance of the pipes, the underground pipes. We're seeing it in relation to transportation, the sewage trucks. These are our realities, and this is what we have inherited as an administration. We don't run from it, Mr. Speaker, but I think we have to let people understand where we are, so that their expectations are real in terms of what we can deliver.
Education Minister Santia Bradshaw speaking on housing in the House of Assembly. And this has been Sajikor's Early Business.